Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 30th day of April. The prepper tip of the day, get chickens. I've never had this prepper tip of the day before. Get chickens. That's what we're talking a lot about. Of course, we have open lines. We can talk about anything you want to at 512-248-8252. I was visiting with a young man recently. He does some amateur gunsmithing. Very talented young man. Mostly he makes his day job is working on trucks and cars and specializing in diesel mechanics. And the topic of Cerakote came up, and he showed me a couple of pistols that he refinished using Cerakote. It's a fairly new product. It makes a very beautiful, professional-looking finish on rifle, shotguns, pistols, in different colors, too, by the way. Black and brown and green and probably other colors as well. I really haven't looked into that recently. The topic of firearms is on the minds of many of our listeners. This coming Monday, I'll have some news for everybody that I learned recently for Sam and for everybody else regarding the firearms industry and what's going on. We'll talk about that Monday, the second 2 hours, Firearms Monday, which is one of the more popular segments that I do every week. Gathering a lot of guys and gals, the only part of the John Moore radio show they listen to is, on a regular basis is Firearms Monday. I did get a note from Dr. Scott Huff. I was hoping he could be with us today. He's got some scheduling issues. Very busy guy. I may be reaching out to one of the other doctors I had with me, Dr. Myers. And see what his availability is. I haven't talked to Dr. Myers in quite a while. There's a couple other doctors I met at the tactical training 3 weeks ago that one or both of them might be interested as well. These doctors really add a lot to the discussion. They're brilliant minds, their training, their experience. They just bring a lot to the table with their base of knowledge. a lot to the table. Getting back to the topic of chickens, there's no better time to get started than now to get what you need. Before you get the chickens, of course, you need to have the hen house all set up so they can be fed and watered and protected from the elements, protected from predators at night. You have to do all that first before you get the chickens, obviously. If you want to raise chickens from eggs, an incubator would be a smart thing to have. So we're not talking a huge investment. I would say, less than $2,000 to get everything you need. I've seen some very clever little hen houses that are small and portable. Then there's larger ones. I think a person could take one of these backyard storage buildings and reconfigure it to be a very nice hen house. That would probably be my choice because of the time saved by having one of these prefabricated storage buildings become a hen house as opposed to building one myself. I've got the skills to do it. What I don't have is time. And that would be, for me anyway, that would be a good solution. And these portable storage buildings come in many dozens of different configurations and sizes with all kinds of different features in terms of doors and windows and obviously the size of it. So that would be something to consider there. And you've got a nice tight structure from the get-go as opposed to attempting to build something yourself. Very quick. You go to the place that sells them, place your order, and they'll deliver it to you and set it down where you want it set down, and then you're pretty much all set up. You might want to run electricity out there to the building, so you got a electric light and maybe a heater in the wintertime. I know that some of these people that raise chickens, they run a light in the wintertime to have greater egg production. When the temperature falls, the egg production drops to the point where during the dead of winter, they're getting hardly any eggs at all. But there's ways to, with different feeds and burning a light, maybe keeping a little bit of warmth in the hen house. The smart thing to do would be to, if you choose to do that, would be to insulate the hen house to save on the money that would take to heat it. A clever person might be able to incorporate the hen house into their central heating so that they could heat it when they heat their house. Chickens are pretty resistant to heat. I'm not sure that air conditioning is something that would be called for. I've never heard of air-conditioned hen house. Now, there are places like Arizona where it gets so brutally hot that some way for the chickens to stay cool might be a smart thing to do. Maybe a fan blowing along with enough ventilation to make sure that heat doesn't build up inside the hen house, which it would, of course. I could see in Arizona inside of a hen house getting up to 150 degrees easily. And that's going to kill chickens. Excessive heat can kill chickens. Excessive cold won't necessarily kill them as long as they got a place to get out of the wind and got plenty of food. I guess if you're far enough north, it could get cold enough to kill them. Up in Alaska and parts of Canada, it gets to 50, 60 degrees below zero. I don't believe chickens can tolerate that kind of cold. I'm pretty sure they can't. I would even, if you have video surveillance at your home already set up, I would include two or three cameras just for the inside the hen house and around the hen house. A friend of mine was telling a really funny story where there was a commotion in the hen house, and he went in the hen house to see what was going on, didn't see anything, and looked around, looked more carefully, and then saw that sitting on the roost in between the chickens was an owl, sitting there perfectly upright, not moving, apparently pretending to be a chicken. That was pretty funny. But snakes will go after the eggs, and probably the chicks. So snakes are an issue, and snakes can get in very small spaces, very small. That's another predator that will go after eggs and go after chicks as well. Yeah, you're providing a gourmet feast for all kinds of predators and dogs, you know, when you have chickens and eggs. All kinds of tempting, delicious dinners for predators and dogs. Okay, looks like we got a call on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, John. So I thought I would chime in here and try to help out a little bit. We've lived in Alaska, lived there for 13 years, and seen it run. You know, we had one stretch one time where we were living where it was 44 below zero at night for 3 weeks straight, and it would warm up to 20 below zero in the daytime. But having said that, chickens, here's a particular breed. It's called a barred rock. They are extremely durable chickens. And we had a friend of ours who lived north of us, up by Fairbanks, which is even more brutal. They were having 60 below zero in that stretch. This is quite a few years ago, but, and they lived completely off grid, did not even have solar power, nothing. I mean, they literally lived with candles and heated with wood and that kind of thing. But they had chickens and they had barred rocks out there. And what they would do is their chicken coop was about, I would guess, about 8 by 16. And in the wintertime, when it would get that brutal cold, they would take about 4 bales of straw and go in there and shake those bales loose inside of there. And they would clear out a little area in the middle for fresh water that they would bring in, and food that they would bring in inside of it, because they'd have to do that like 3 times a day. But they had 6 chickens, and strangely enough, even through those super cold temperatures, their chickens not only survived, but they were getting 1 to 2 eggs a day. So putting straw around in there with absolutely no heat, it was amazing to me that would happen, that you'd get any eggs. But we've been raising chickens now for 35 years, and I've lived a lot of that here in northwest Montana and Alaska. But what we have found is that the key to getting egg production during the winter is putting lights on a timer and giving the chickens approximately 14 hours of daylight and using the daylight bulbs, but giving them about 14 hours a day. If it's brutal cold, like, you know, below zero, we usually leave them inside the coop. But if it will warm up to, 20, we'll open the door and let them go outside, and they'll even walk around in the snow a little bit if they want to. The great thing about chickens, and our coops, you're correct about insulation. Our coops are insulated. They are not heated at all. We don't put any heat out there. But we have found that if you will buy some good quality second or third cutting alfalfa and or pick up marked down spinach or lettuce, romaine lettuce, or, you know, greens of some sort from the grocery store if they're marked down or, you know, going bad, or put some of that alfalfa. I built a little wire basket that I hung on the side of a wall, and I'll take a flake of that third cutting or second cutting alfalfa, and I'll stuff it down in there about once a week, and at least. And if they're really hungry and they clean it out in a couple of days, I'll keep it in there. But anyway, that gives them some greenery through the winter. And we keep our chickens laying plumb through the winter all the time. We don't, we have the timer, like I said, with the 14 hours of daylight, and we keep water in there, fresh water, making sure that they have water every day. or sometimes twice a day if it's really cold. But the great thing about chickens is if you got an insulated coop, you don't want it shut up too tight because they've got to have a little bit of ventilation, even though it's a major heat loss. But chickens have a body temperature that's a lot higher than mine and yours. I think if I remember correctly, theirs run around 106 degrees. Okay. But it is amazing to me. But anyway, what I was going to say is it's amazing to me that they will actually, you walk into the coop, and the coop will be probably 8 to 10 degrees warmer inside there with just the chicken's body heat than it is outside.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, the body heat would, yeah, would help a lot. If you have a fairly small space and a good size, good number of chickens, it'd warm up the space pretty nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, actually, we have our main coop. I have three. One were ducks, and that's a smaller space. Then we have one that we use for our newer chickens, and then the older chickens that are laying real steady and heavy. Their coop is approximately 8 feet wide and 12 feet long. And and we have about
how many chickens? 8 by 12 for how many chickens?
24.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But now that allows them to get out. You know, actually, you know what, John? I'm wrong on that. It is 12 by 12, not 8 by 12. Okay. 12 by 12. I have the small one is 8 by 12 that we use, and there's only like about 12 chickens in there. But,
okay.
And then the ducks run in an area. It's interesting with ducks. They really want to be outside regardless of how cold it is practically. They will go out there. I don't care if it's 20 below zero. If we pour fresh water out there in a little tub, which is what we do twice a day, we'll go out there and pour fresh water in there. They will come out and clean their beaks and splash around in the water and everything. They're amazing that way. But we keep them, we have 9 ducks, and we keep them in a much smaller area. Our ducks, where they kind of roost, if you will, they don't roost, but where they sit is approximately about 8 by 6. So anyway, the other part of their room stores our grain. But in any case, they will definitely stay warm enough. I mean, they survive without heat. You know, we have domesticated chickens, but their ancestors, survived without heat forever. But
right.
Anyway,
right.
We've done real well with that. We make enough money on our eggs to be able to supply us with free eggs and buy our meat chickens that we raise every year, enough to pay cash for them and then pay cash for their feed out of what we make on the eggs. And then when we raise the meat chickens and butcher them, that supplies us our chicken for the entire year.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it's not like we're getting rich or nothing, but we do, but it is it's nice to have your own chicken that you butchered and you know what kind of condition, and the taste is so amazing. My wife, there's friends of ours that were sick the other day and they're older. And my wife made them a kind of a chicken casserole kind of a thing. And the lady said when she ate it, she says, "I cannot believe how chicken-y this is." You know, it was just, she just said, you know, the flavor and the chicken, home-raised chicken, you know, with organic feed was so funny. But that was her comment. "I can't believe how chicken-y this is."
Right. Right.
Anyway,
a lot of friends, they only get organic chickens because many of the other chickens have a strange taste to them. Anything else, Kyle?
No, that's it. I'd be fine,
okay.
John. I just wanted to help get chickens.
Okay. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Here's our break. We got a couple of callers on hold. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I am surprised that the special sale, the COVID relief sale, is still going on. Apparently, it is. If it goes on past the end of the day today, I'd be surprised. So if you want to take advantage of the EMP Shield special sale, COVID relief sale, you need to do it today. Okay, we've got some callers on hold here. It looks like first we have Sam in Indiana. Morning, Sam.
Good morning. Yeah, I've heard some good stuff about the chickens. I've had chickens and rabbits most of my life. But if people are having trouble with predators, I put L-shaped 2x4 fencing, made an L-shape, put it at the bottom of my old dog kennels I've collected over the years so animals can't dig under. And that'll help keep the predators out, and I got nylon netting that they use for game birds and flight cages. And now I've had that on there for years, and it's a lot easier to put up than chicken wire.
You mean for overhead cover?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
Because I had trouble with hawks and owls. It was real bad, so now I don't have any trouble with predators. Another thing was, them chickens are good clearing out field mice, too.
Really? I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yeah, they're paying to watch it. They'll chase field mice down, fight over them.
No kidding.
So they're funny. Good for that. And I'm in West Central Indiana, and I've never had to eat. And there's the only place I eat is in Breeder, where the chicks are being raised. Eat plenty of straw in there, never had any trouble. But
what breed of chicken do you like, Sam?
I've got Beth Orpington and Bard Rock, and Arucana, the Easter egg laying chickens. I've got three types.
Okay.
But okay. Maybe the other trouble is that two-legged critters around here, been like 20 years, local colleges and their groups, the Animal Act, they don't want us raising our own animals.
Have you personally
That's
had trouble with them?
Been going on for a real long time. They even wanted to limit the amount of fish we could have in an aquarium.
Have you personally had trouble with these people?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about
meetings
that.
And came home, had murder painted on the side of my garage, and, you know, it's just these young kids, college kids, and let my rabbits loose one year. I've had always had rabbits. Had the tag on my garage that said, "We freed your rabbits, murderer." So, yeah,
well,
there's something else to deal with.
When was the last time you had an incident like that, Sam?
Oh, probably 7 years.
Okay.
I quit going to meetings and talking to anybody about it.
You stopped going to meetings 7 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
You can't go up there and disagree with anybody in a college town.
Right. Well... since the students are rarely there more than 4 to 5 years at the most, they're all gone, the ones that knew who you are. So now you're anonymous, aren't you, sir?
Oh, no. They got to deal with city council, county council. They've infiltrated everything around here.
Really? So you're in the city limits
it's
of the city.
Pretty bad, and it's just, you know, it's kind of funny. Here comes Bill Gates. He also has stock in our... dump, you know, not only farm ground stuff, now he's wanting people to stop eating meat, and so this is just, you know, it's getting nationwide now, global.
Yep. Well, hang in there, Sam.
I thought I'd tell people about that little L-shaped trick with a 2x4 galvanized wire at the bottom of a fenced-in area or coop that keeps dogs from digging under it.
So the wire goes out horizontally on top of the ground?
Yeah. I've got 2 foot going up and 2 foot going out, and I'm held in place with metal tent spikes or a huge barn spike.
That would do it.
And then, all right, zip ties, so they're not going to dig under that.
Sounds like a good plan. Very good. Okay. Anything else, Sam?
No, sir. That'd be all.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. The call number is
512. To your show, John.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, there you go. First-hand reports of the tree-hugging wackos trespassing on his property, damaging and defacing property. Letting his rabbits go and so forth. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 30th of April. That was a Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a fine group of young men and women. They have to leave the group when they turn 18. They wear the authentic uniforms of the 1804 U.S. Army. There's a link at my website, and they have CDs for sale to help support their efforts. And I'd love to see other groups like them started up around the country. It's a great activity for young people. And my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find things there you don't know even exist. You'll be educated. You'll be entertained. It will, the things that will make you happy, things that will make you sad, things that will make you angry. There's lots there. You can spend many, many hours at my website. I'm happy to report we're getting caught up on back orders of energy cleaners, helping hundreds of people all over the world get their life back, get relief from arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. And you can also. We're taking orders for energy cleaners and mattress pads that go with them at my website at thelibertyman.com. At thelibertyman.com. Do your homework. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So you can place your order right there for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. You can send me a check if you like. My address is right there, and I have a toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9494. 9543. We have open lines. The call number is 512-248-8252. Our next caller is Andrew in Connecticut. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, John, how are you? Can you hear me all right?
Good. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been a longtime listener, trying to, you know, do a lot of things that you suggest. And one of the main things is have my own food. So, I'm, you know, more or less, I wouldn't say a city boy, but more of a suburban boy, but I'm learning. And so about a year and a half ago, I found a piece of land that I wanted to purchase. And I got all the town's permission to do what I wanted to do for a poultry farm, have a little bit of a little slaughterhouse, and make a little business out of it and be self-sufficient, right? All the things that we talk about, right. You know, on your right. show and other shows on RBN.
Right.
The lot, when I purchased the lot, was contingent on me getting all my permits, which I did. I secured all my permits. The town I moved into is, you know, has a, you don't even need a permit to farm. It's just you're allowed to farm. And right. so I bought the lot. This is about a year ago. Built the house, moved in, and I was able to move into a fairly affluent neighborhood in Connecticut, which, you know, not a big surprise, but only because I was able to save money and I got a really good deal. But one of the things I did was I bought a very small house. I built a very small house, I should say, in a very palatial neighborhood because I'm allowed to, and that's what I wanted. So the neighbors went all up in arms. They hate my little house. They hired an attorney. They started digging into my file, and then they find that I've got plans for a chicken farm and a slaughterhouse. And so now they filed an appeal, and I got to go to a hearing on Monday night. They got signs all over town, newspaper articles trying to prevent me from doing my farm now. And so, well, you know, the last gentleman that called talked about, or maybe the one before talked about, you know, the state getting involved and so forth. So, or, you know, the government, and that's kind of my story there. And I guess I don't want to pander here, but if you've got listeners in Connecticut who'd like to come and speak on my behalf at the hearing, that certainly would help save my situation.
So the hearing is this coming Monday. That would be Monday, the third day of May.
Monday, the third day of May at 5 o'clock at one of the local schools. I could give you the address if I'm not overstepping.
Sure. Go ahead. Give the address. Name of the school.
Yeah. So it's a town called Easton, Connecticut. EASTON. It's in Fairfield County. It's at the local, I think it's a middle school. It's called Samuel Staples, and it's at it's Morehouse Road, number 515.
Okay. And you know, what time does this meeting begin?
Well, the meeting begins at 5:30, but there's supposed to be a huge turnout. They had switched it, the venue, because there's so many people that are going to come. So if you don't get with COVID, they got the space restrictions. So if anyone wants to come, I'm suggesting to be there by 5, because I think that, you know, you might not be able to get in. But the fact of the matter is, John, I've spent about hundreds of hours. I've hired two attorneys. We've gone through these ordinances front and back, and it clearly says that I could do what I'm doing. That's why the zoning officer issued me a permit.
Right.
Not for the farming aspect, because you could farm without a permit, but for the slaughterhouse, because the slaughterhouse, right. I made sure it had a separate holding tank, so none of the blood would get into the well. Everything would be was the EPA, the Department of Ag, you know, oversaw. You know, all my plans and everything. I spent like a year planning for this, did everything by the book. And just because these folks don't like it, they want to stop me. So they're trying to gang up on me and have people come in and just, you know, basically intimidate the ZBA. And here's the scary thing, right? Even if you're doing everything according to the rules, if your neighbors don't like it, they could stop you from doing it.
Well, and this large attendance is solely because of the issue that you're dealing with?
Yes. Yeah. They okay. had a multi agenda meeting last month, but this was on the agenda. They took this off the agenda and moved it to May 3rd, and this is the only agenda item for that date. But I mean, you could Google like Stop the Slaughterhouse in Easton, Connecticut, and you could just see the nonsense there. PETA wrote a letter to the ZBA commissioner, John Harris, says to him, we are in favor of the slaughterhouse on one condition. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, I can't believe Peter will be on my side, but let me read. And these people are so sick, they said, here's our condition. Make sure the slaughterhouse is built on the street level and the wall facing the street is in complete glass so that the children can see the horror that the chickens are going to suffer in the slaughterhouse. Yeah. I mean, they are so sick and irrational. How do you even deal with these people? I had a real estate agent who responded and said, wrote a letter to one of the papers and said, this isn't a farm. Farms don't raise animals to kill them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she and I saw one of her listings for a house in my on my street that she sold for an exorbitant amount of money. But regardless, it's the headline was something along the facts of, you know, beautiful neighborhood, very close farms all around you.
Well, there's an obvious disconnect with reality among these people. Well,
here's some advice. I'll give you some advice because I know you always like to share, you know, best practices. Like, if I could do this over again, what I would have done was published a notice in the newspaper saying exactly what I was going to do. And then if they don't respond after 30 days, then the ZBA, it's out of their jurisdiction. So they have 30 days, at least in Connecticut, they have 30 days once they find out. So if you put them on notice, like I should have done a year ago, if they don't read the paper, then it comes to this, it's a day late, a dollar short.
Well, here in my neighborhood, Andrew, there's no building permits. You don't need permission from any government agency to do anything you want, other than making sure that your septic system is in compliance with safety standards. But other than that, you can build a large house, a small house, a barn, a slaughterhouse, and there's no permits that you can even get if you wanted to get one.
Yeah, and we where I live, there's four reservoirs, and we pretty much supply the water for the whole area. And I had the guy from the water company, I gave him notice, because I had to give him notice when I did this, like, you know, year and a half ago. He came to visit me a couple weeks ago, and we just had a great talk. He's like, I got no problems with what you're doing. And that's going to be their main argument, is I'm going to pollute the reservoirs. There's farms all over this town. Go to Easton, Connecticut website. Their whole mantra is, you know, we're a farming community. I picked this town. This is the only town I could do this in the area, you know, but based on the ordinances. That's why I picked this town.
Right. Well, give us a report Tuesday on what happened Monday, if you would, please.
I will. I think what's going to happen is the ZBA is going to, unless I get people to show up and speak on my behalf, the ZBA is just going to do whatever the neighbors say. My recourse is to go to court. I'm going to keep fighting it because the judge doesn't care what the neighbors say. A judge is going to look at what the rules are. So
You got the law on your side.
It's as clear as day.
It is. It is.
But no lawyer worth his salt would say, you know, it's a slam dunk because you just never know.
That would be unethical to say that, but you sure certainly have the law on your side in this case here.
Well, there's a lot of twists in this. The neighbor's attorney is my old attorney. So you want to talk about ethics. I called him. I said, what are you doing taking this case? You can't take this case. He goes, I'm not your attorney anymore. They're paying me more. I'm like, that's not what the Bar Association
said. Did he represent you on the same matter?
Well, he represented me in different matters, which I think still would apply. But when I started this journey with this particular plot of land, I had questions about ordinances. He was the first person I emailed him about this lot. So I do have that email chain. So he didn't take the case because he said, well, I could be your closing attorney on this. But, you know, he didn't really answer my questions about the local ordinances. So I went in another direction. But, I mean, you know how it works. All you have to do is call an attorney and consult with them on a matter, and it disqualifies them from taking the case.
Well, your current attorneys need to be aware of all that prior.
Believe me, yeah. Okay. I mean, I spent thousands of dollars just giving them the background, right? Because they charge it by the hour.
Right.
But what they're counting on is that they win the appeal, and I don't want to pony up to go to court. I think that's their plan. You know, bully the ZBA, and then this guy's not going to pay to go to court. Well. They're going to be wrong. So,
well,
if anyone wants to help me out,
well, best
if you're a farmer,
we'll probably have you'll probably get two or three listeners show up at that meeting to support you. Please give us a report Tuesday. Let us know what happened there, Andrew, if you could, please.
If I'm not sick to my stomach on Tuesday morning, otherwise it'll be Wednesday.
Well, whatever it takes. If it's Wednesday, Wednesday's fine, too.
Yes, sir. I understand. I'm just kidding around. Thanks for taking my call. I'll let you get back. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, that surprises me, really. Call number is 512-248-8252. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, I'm so glad I woke up. Do you know, this is what is administrative law. This is what John Stadtmiller is wanting to hear about, you know, or Ralph Witteroo's been talking about. He said, Ralph explained it very well. Well, here, if your neighbor can climb over your fence or get on his roof, and he doesn't like your flowers, he can call them weeds. And you have to get rid of them. It's really weird. Really? I'm telling you. One lady, she had natural things in her yard, grasses and things that are natural. And she got a ticket. And she had been already written up in the paper about how nice it was. And then the city starts doing it, putting it along the sidewalks between the sidewalk and the street. Yeah, it's really weird. I'm telling you. I'm tired of administrative law. And I just thought I'd throw that in because this has been fun telling them I appreciate this.
Okay.
I love it. You know, you can't move far enough out. They're going to move in on you. And then you got to do what they say after they move in on you. It's going on around here, too.
Okay.
Really? Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. Pat, thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. I think there's a high likelihood that Andrew will prevail. The opposition, these neighbors, hoity-toity neighbors, they don't have the law on their side. Andrew went through all the proper processes to get all the permits and notified people need to be notified, and he certainly got the law on his side, and we'll get a report from him either Tuesday or Wednesday to let us know how it worked out. And it's a sad thing that you have to go through that. But in Missouri, we got freedom. We have freedom. We have 113 counties in Missouri, with the exception of four or five of those counties. And of course, incorporated cities, I should say that. There's no building permits, no building codes. You just build whatever you want, any way you want to build it. And that's fine. That's simply the way it is. Constitutional carry in Missouri, where you can carry concealed without a concealed carry permit. If you want to own machine guns, you can own all the machine guns you want. Most of them, I know quite a few machine gun collectors. They know how to have fun with their machine guns. A typical machine gun owner owns anywhere from 3 to 20. I've known several that have more than 20. It's a lot of freedom in the state of Missouri. It's also a very safe state. The Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks was designated by the U.S. Navy back in the 1980s as one of the known safe havens to be safe from the violent climate change, earth changes that are coming. And they are coming. I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize in July of 2017 based on my work in this matter. I went to the Prague, Czech Republic. I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize. I did a presentation there. That presentation is on a DVD, Violent Climate Change, What the Government's Telling You. It's been quite a journey. It was the late spring of 2000 when I first heard about the topic. And it's been quite a ride. Our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, I just have a couple quick comments. Hold on, Fred.
We got a break. Hold on, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. of J.R. Moore here on Friday the 30th. Let's see. I think, Marvelous, we got so many callers on hold here. Yeah, that's right. Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Sir, I'm just going to make it quick. We got 67,000 dairy farms in Wisconsin. Most of them are family-owned. And now there's a move to bring in corporate entities. We just had a corporation from California come in. They used to be the number one milk producer. They're no longer. And now they're coming in and buying a property in Wisconsin and creating these dairy farms on a corporate level. And we got a big push here to stop it. But there's the majority of the farmers here in Wisconsin are mom and pops. And now we're being deluged with out-of-state California types trying to bring their corporate entities into Wisconsin. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Thank you for the call. That seems to be happening all over the country. Corporate. Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, John. I've got a couple more things. I'm glad these people are calling in. Thing, I heard something about snakes and chickens. They right. recommended you put a golf ball in your nesting box, and the snake would get the eggs in the nesting box, but it won't be able to digest that golf ball. So it's worth a shot. And the other thing I've heard Tim Spencer say was that in the summertime, when it's really hot, what he would do is get a good fan that, you know, will withstand dusty conditions. But he said he would freeze jugs of water and then put them, I think it's in front of the fan. And so when that fan will blow cold, well, maybe it's in the rear of the fan. But it would blow cold air on the chicken in the summertime when it's really hot. And the other thing, are you familiar with a book called Folk Medicine by D.C. Jarvis, M.D.?
Can't say I have.
Did you ever read that?
No.
It was published in 1958, and he was an old Vermont country doctor. And it's got a lot of interesting things. He would also help people with their animals and did a lot of studies on animals. And one thing he was real big on is putting apple cider vinegar in the animal's water. He would do studies. And
You want to hold on to the top of the hour? Sherry, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.